This year, a journey to freedom. I don't know about you, but I feel like the whole entire collective feels like they are prisoners. And freedom is, I think, one of the highest values for almost everyone right now. Freedom is perhaps my highest value, because with freedom comes choices.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to the 2021 Wealth Forecast. We made it. We made it through 2020. We're now in the second day of 2021, and I am super excited to be here today delivering the 2021 Wealth Forecast. Typically, every year, I do this in combination with the January Wealth Forecast, and this year, it just felt like it was really, really important to look at the year as a whole and separate it from the January forecast. So we will be doing the January forecast in a couple of days, but today we're going to just focus on the year of 2021. And those of you that have been following these wealth forecasts for a while know that they are exclusively delivered in my Facebook group, Rich Abundance. And if you are listening on the Wealth Witch podcast, thank you so much. We now make these Wealth Forecast podcasts as well. So if you're listening on the Wealth Witch podcast, you will have this special edition. And then in a couple of days, you will also have the January Wealth Forecast available for you to listen to. So 2020, holy Hannah, what a year. What a year, what a year, what a year. You know, I have been quite vocal in saying that 2020 has been the absolute best year of my life in so many different ways. But this morning, as I was really diving deep into the numerology of the year and into the personal numerology of my family, I just, you know, once again, am always blown away by how accurate numerology is. And a big part of this forecast that we're going to be talking about today is numerology. I was in a 8 personal year energy last year during a 4 year. And so the universal energy of 2020 was a 4 year. And that is a year of hard work. Like, it is a year of having to lay foundations, of having to work hard. Things can often be difficult and a struggle during a 4 year, which is absolutely, I believe, what we saw. And I was in an 8 year in a 4 year. And your 8 year in your 9 year cycle is your year of abundance. It's your financial year. It's the year where you can really, really make a ton of money and be very, very prosperous. And I had the best financial year of my life. But I was in an 8 year in a 4 year, which means that I had to work hard for that. And so looking back on 2020, I'm like, yeah, I worked my ass off in 2020, but I had the best financial year of my life, and I had the best year of my life in so many other ways as well. But it was absolutely a year of laying foundations for me. So personally, I'm moving into a 9 year. I have moved into a 9 year because my birthday was on, December 1st. And so I am now in a 9 year, which is the humanitarian year, and it is the last year of the cycle. So I'm in the endings of my 9 year cycle, meaning that I get to really look at what's serving me and what's not serving me and get rid of everything that's not serving me so that I can get ready and prepare for my 1 year. the following year. I'm super at home and comfortable with nine energy because I am a nine life path. And so I'm super excited this year to really focus on looking at what's not serving me, releasing the old, getting ready for the new, and also just really to focus on philanthropy and humanitarianism this year. And I feel super lucky to do that, be able to do that because my husband's actually moving into his 8 years, so he can make all the money this year and I can go donate it all. So I love numerology. If you've known me for a long time, you know that it's always a part of things that I'm doing because I live by the numbers. And I also love and live by the cards. So this wealth forecast today is going to be a combination of numerology, divine downloads, energy forecasting, and tarot reading. And so we're definitely going to look at the overall theme of the year and the theme of each month of the year. As you know, I go into detail day by day for each month. So at the beginning of the month, you get the wealth forecast for that month. And we literally go, we do themes for each week, and then we go day by day through the whole month. So we won't be doing that today. We'll just be looking at each of the months, and we will be looking at the overall theme of the year. So, and I'll be telling you a lot about five universal year energy, which is what we're moving into this upcoming year. Couple of quick announcements before we dive into that. The first one is that if you have been wanting to work with me, the way to do that, the way to dive into working with me is the Wealth Alchemy Mastermind. This is my entry-level mastermind, but it's an entry-level mastermind that operates like a mid to high-level mastermind. So you get the kind of access to me that my mid to high-level clients and my private clients do for a fraction of the cost. You get a group call with me, a monthly group call with me. You get a monthly Q&A with me. And in 2021, I'm super excited because we're going to be adding more access to me inside that container. And we're really, really going to be promoting that container as the entry point into Leah land. The really great news for you right now is that this is only $44 a month. We are going to be changing that price in February, and it's going to be going up significantly. So it's a really, really great time to dive in right now and get that level of access to me. It's facilitated primarily over Telegram. We also do some stuff on Zoom, but it's facilitated primarily over Telegram. And there's a community chat and a channel where I share a daily wealth consciousness drip, journaling prompts, wealth activations, really, really an incredible way to get access to me and to start working with me if you're new to me. And if you're a veteran, it's a no-brainer. Like, so many of the people in there have been working with me for years, and they love just being able to have that daily drip of things to think about, little tiny ways to shift your life as you're moving through your week. I think you'll find it hugely valuable. So we will drop you the link for the 12 days of Christmas sales because that is still applicable right now. And if you're listening on the podcast, we will drop that in the description of the podcast, and you'll be able to access that there. What other announcements did I want to make? So if you are absolutely loving these wealth forecasts and you are super interested in tarot and learning to read tarot for yourself or others, I have an incredible, incredible course that has just launched finally after a year of hard labor of getting it ready, a beautifully, beautifully filmed tarot course called The Dreamer's Journey that takes you through all of the cards in the tarot as well as all of the numerology. And I have a very unique way to teaching tarot. So I teach not only the cards and the symbolism, but I also teach you the astrology and the numerology. So that course is ready. It's out on the market. I'm super excited about it. We're going to do a proper launch of it in February, but right now it's $188. So you can get in on that course now for $188. It's that same link that we just dropped that will also be in the description of podcast if you're listening through one of the other channels. So that's exciting. I'm really, really excited about that. Definitely get in on it now at $188 because it will be increasing to $333 as soon as it launches. I had one more announcement. Oh, probably the most exciting announcement. So some of you that are new to me are not going to know about this, but those of you that are veterans and have been around for a long time know that last year I started doing something very special called Yearly Abundance Emotions. So, you know, we all pick our word of the year and we choose a word and, you know, we try to live by that word. Well, last year I got divine guidance that I was to do abundance emotions for people. And it really was me fully stepping into my channel. So for those of you who have been participating in my activations throughout the year, you know that they've just kind of grown in strength and power over the last 12 months. I got divine guidance from my higher self and source that I was to be opening my channel more. And that was something that I had a little bit of resistance to. I had to do some work around it to be willing to fully step into it. And ultimately came to the conclusion that I wasn't really going to bring it into the Immortal Alchemy side of my business or the Wealth Alchemy side of my business, that it was going to kind of be its own thing. And hence you've seen, you know, I do my activations every 3 months or so. But the way that I began it was last year doing these abundance emotions. And I have had so much incredible feedback from those of you that I did this for. In fact, just a couple of people in the last week have been like, are you going to do that again? And I'm like, yes, I am. I am doing it again. So how is this different? Well, this is a direct divine download for you of what the emotion is that you need to embody in 2021 to bring abundance, wealth, prosperity into your life. And so it's either a concept or an emotion that gets downloaded through me and given to you. And you have two ways to receive this from me. You can either receive it from me with just a quick audio memo where I tell you the word, I tell you a little bit about the etymology of the word, and I give you a brief description of what came through for me when the word came through for you. And that's $111. Or you can do a one-on-one activation with me that's a 15-minute activation where I actually give you the word on a one-on-one call. We do a Zoom call. I give you the word and I do a activation for you. So that's either a light code, energy, galactic language transmission. It's really individual for each person, but you get a 15-minute activation from me and a discussion about what it means for you and how to implement it. That's $444. This is something very special that I do. So it's not included in any of my all class pass things, though it will be included in All the Damn Things VIP. So if you have All the Damn Things VIP, you will get this. So there's a few of you out there that have opted in on that. So this will be included for you. But it is a really special energetic download and activation that I do. These are limited, however. And so this isn't just kind of like an ongoing thing that you can opt into. I will likely shut it down on January 11th. And depending upon energetically how it feels, I'm going to see how many come in and I may just cut it off because it does require a pretty large energetic output on my part. And we have 55 watching on Facebook right now, which is really cool moving into this 5 year. So we will put the link in the description of the podcast. So again, the activation with the one-on-one session with me is $444, and just the emotion with a quick audio snippet of the etymology and what came through will be $111. Okay, so I think we're done with announcements now. Those are the things that I needed to say. I'm super excited to deliver those abundance emotions to those of you that choose to opt in on that. Okay, so we are moving into, not even moving into, we have moved into a 5 universal year energy. And we are coming out of a 4 universal year energy. So 4 year, I mentioned earlier, hard work, laying foundations, really showing up for yourself in, you know, that we're about halfway through, you know, as we move through the 4 year, we move into about halfway through our 9-year cycle. So numerology goes in 9-year cycles. So we go from number 1 to number 9, and then we start again at number 1. The 4-year is all about journeying obstacles, right? Like it's moving through difficulties and struggles to build firm foundations in your life. It requires you being detail oriented. It's also the year of restriction. So we really saw that in 2020, right? We saw massive restriction on a global scale due to the pandemic. So 4-year requires effort. It requires determination. It requires perseverance. And I think that we saw that, right? We saw that all through the year. We made it. We're now in 2021. So that's the energy that we're moving out of. I wish I could tell you that the worst is over and we've moved through the hard part, because that's actually just not the truth. 5 years are usually the most challenging of the 9-year cycle. So we all knew that 2021 was going to be big. We all, you know, I have been saying for months and months and months that you needed to get those foundations laid at the end of 2020 so that you could step into 2021 ready and prepared for what was to come. We are now seeing on a global scale more lockdowns. I believe we're going to see more of the same during first quarter. I believe that things are going to get even more restrictive in the first quarter than they were in 2020. And I don't say that to be doom and gloom. I say it just so that we can be prepared for what's to come. So what is the 5-year about? So the 5-year is on one of the websites that I love, which is creativenumerology.com. And if you want to be looking at what your personal universal year energy is, definitely go to creativenumerology.com. They're one of the best that I've found for describing the energy of the year in a really concise way that really makes sense. So that is one of the resources that I use that I really, really love. And they say that the 5-year is a year of freedom, change, adventure, new experiences, and learning from mistakes. So the numerology of the number 5 is about conflict, but it's also about change, growth, expansion, adventure, and travel. Don't get your hopes up. I do not think that we are going to be seeing adventure and travel much in 2021. I think we're going to be seeing the restriction of it. Because it does carry the energy of travel and adventure. And because of what's going on in the world, we're going to feel a chokehold on our ability to travel and adventure. But what I think is really important in what I just said is the 5-year is a year of a journey of freedom. So the time for the rebellion is upon us. Like it just, we cannot live the way that we're living any longer. We have to have a revolution. And this year energetically completely supports that. It supports the collective finally saying, we are tired of the boot on our head. We are tired of this control. We are tired of this manipulation. We are tired of the conditioning and the programming, and we are ready to be free. We are ready for change. We are ready for real change, right? And this isn't to say that we're not going to be able to have any travel and adventure. We're going to have to get creative, I think, when it comes to that. But I do believe that what's going to happen in this next 12 months is going to set us up to be freer than we have ever been. I don't know that we will see that freedom in the next 3-4 years, but after we move out of 2025, or when we move into 2025, likely, so once we move out of 2024 and into 2025, the world is going to look entirely different. And this year, well, 2020 was really the beginning of the change. And 2021 is going to be so important and impactful in us ultimately gaining our freedom. You know, if you follow me, that I believe that the collective is living in slavery consciousness. I believe that we are being controlled and manipulated and programmed to be compliant commodities, and that ultimately we don't have a lot of freedom. So what we have and what we're seeing right now are are financial systems and structures that are beginning to crumble that will, you know, the biggest part of that I believe we're going to see 2022 through 2024, and that will be complete by the time we move into 2025 when we begin our rebuilding. So this isn't a five-year forecast. This is a 2021 forecast, but that's just to give you a little bit of feedback on where I feel we're going over the next several years. But this year, a journey to freedom. I don't know about you, but I feel like the whole entire collective feels like they are prisoners. And freedom is, I think, one of the highest values for almost everyone right now. Freedom is perhaps my highest value, because with freedom comes choices. And so, you know, I think a lot of people would say like, money's her highest value. It's actually not, but money gives freedom and gives choices. So I'm a very, very freedom lifestyle driven person, always have been. More so since I turned 40. I think since I turned 40, I had a huge expansion into really, really desiring true freedom. And that is what I've created in my life. So there's a quote in here that I want to read to you guys because I think it's really impactful. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So that is our challenge in 2021. It's to not try to fight the existing model. It's to build a new one. It's to pioneer, to be pioneers this year. And pioneering isn't easy. It causes conflict. It causes struggle. It's difficult. But it's so rewarding when you actually create the new model. Buckminster Fuller was actually who that quote was from, so I'll just read it to you guys again. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So this is a lot about when I've been talking recently about shifting timelines. Like, I am no longer available to energetically live and exist in the old paradigm. It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for how I want to live my life. It doesn't work for the type of choices that I desire to have. It doesn't work for the type of freedoms I desire to have. It's one of the main reasons I believe I moved to Bali. Bali is in this really unique energetic place where it exists off the grid lines. And so as a result, it is not really at all tapped into this network of control that's happening all over the rest of the planet. And so we're able to see things here that people in other parts of the world just aren't able to see, which enables me to have a lot more choices and a lot more freedom. So 5 years and five-year people who are moving into universal 5 years, or sorry, people that are moving into personal 5 years in a universal five energy, like, this is going to hit you guys so hard because this year is going to be all about freedom for you. It literally is going to be freedom. And that's just it. It's going to be like, you are not going to be able to feel restrained or constrained in any way. And even if you haven't had your 2021 birthday yet, which most people haven't, right? You're going to have your 2021 birthday later. So, and let me just give you a little bit of information here as you are calculating your personal year energy. So I'm a December birthday and I'm a December 1 birthday. So I calculate my 2021 personal year energy in December. So it goes from my birthday to my birthday, but because I'm in December, and if you're in probably, I feel like if you're in October, November, or December, you really are calculating your 2021 energy. And then you move into your new energy in the last quarter of 2021. But you should be calculating from your birthday. If your birthday is from October 1st through December 31st, you should be calculating your 2021 personal year energy from 2020's birthday, if that makes sense. So for some of you that are born in May or June or July, or August or September, right, you're still in, your personal year energy is kind of split, right? So you have the first half and then you have the second half. And I'm not sure if that fully makes sense. But those of you that are in a five personal year energy, this is this cycle is about freedom. And so right now in the journey that humanity is on, like, freedom has never been more important. I don't know that ever in humanity's existence has freedom been more important than it is right now. So this year is going to be about being really resourceful. We are going to have to get creative on how to gain freedom and how to express ourselves. And we have to just have an awareness that with that is going to come the conflict of the five energy. We've already seen it coming in with the US election. That's going to continue into first quarter. That's not just going away. And, you know, we really are in this place where, I mean, one of the tarot cards of the year is the Five of Wands, which is literally the card of conflict. You have five men sitting there beating each other with sticks in that card. That is what 2021 is going to be about. So just prepare yourself, and get ready. So the five is also a number of, like I said, travel and adventure, but it's also the number of different cultures. So for me, what I really feel like is going to happen this year that I'm really excited about is that for the first time, I think we're really going to start to see the people of this planet come together. There's going to stop being so much division between our cultures, and we're going to start seeing each other in more universal oneness. Obviously, the ushering in of the Age of Aquarius last month was really, really an impactful part of this happening. But so we've got that energy now combined with this five-year energy. And so it looks like more unity consciousness and less division and less ability for the global financial elite and for our governments to create that division amongst us, because we're going to be stronger within the collective. And we're going to be more easily able to come together instead of continuing to remain separate. So five energy is really unpredictable. It is also the number of change, and it's the number of not just change, but radical change. So this year, don't make plans that are set in stone. Don't make plans that if they end up getting changed at the last minute, you're going to be upset about. Because there is no your timing in a 5 year. There is only divine timing. And if you can expect the unexpected and you can choose to embrace the unpredictable nature of the year, you're going to be a lot happier. And so it is absolutely about fluidity and going with the flow. And staying in a place where you're not getting upset and you're not getting aggravated by the constant changes that are happening. This is going to be really, really hard for some people, especially people that really like things a certain way, that don't like radical change, that don't like plans changing at the last minute. I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm like all for this. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. I could just like go with the flow at any moment. But my husband, for example, is going to struggle this year a little bit because he really likes things planned out. He doesn't like things changing at the last moment. Like, it really upsets his emotional state, and it's going to be a challenging year for him. So that's one of the things that he's going to really have to embrace in 2021 is that this year is about unpredictability. And so that is my, you know, it's probably my biggest warning to you is, you know, don't plan things this year that if at the last minute they get canceled, you're going to be really upset. Trips, flights being canceled, global lockdowns happening. I really feel like this year is probably not the year to plan a really epic wedding. If you're going to get married, you probably want to elope. Because chances are, if you plan that next level, amazing, extravagant wedding, we're going to go into a global lockdown, or your wedding venue is going to catch on fire, or something crazy is going to happen. So I warned you, and don't shoot the messenger. I'm just letting you know. So 5 years are also about new experiences. And so one of the things that we can really harness this year is moving into new frontiers, doing things that we've maybe always wanted to do, but we haven't done. And that can actually be the adventure of the year. Whereas in other times when we weren't dealing with some of the stuff that we're dealing with collectively right now, I would say like, oh, it's a 5 year, you're gonna travel, you're gonna adventure, you're gonna have so much fun. Let the adventure this year be in new experiences. Let the adventure this year be in trying new things. Let the adventure this year be in expanding your internal landscape horizons, right? You don't necessarily have to expand your external landscape horizons to expand and to have new, beautiful, incredible experiences. By the way, it's an incredible, incredible year for astral travel. And I know that this has already been happening to so many people. It's so interesting because I got this incredible message from a woman that I just met last year, the other day, and she was messaging me saying that we had met in the astral realms, and there was all this significance in the dream that she had. And when she told me the significance, I was like completely mind blown by the things that she was telling me, because the things that she was saying spiritually are really significant for her are also really significant for me. So if you wanted to really get great and good at lucid dreaming and astral travel and things of that nature, this 5 year is so energetically supportive of that. So 5 year, what does it mean? We're at the halfway mark, right, of the 9 year cycle. Like, we really truly are at the halfway mark. We were moving into it at the end of 2020, and now we're at the half year mark of the 9 year cycle. So we're halfway through. Means we still have half of the cycle to go. And that can be frustrating during a 5 year, because things can seem so difficult that we're like, how are we going to make it through the rest of this 9 year cycle? Well, the thing that I can tell you is after this year, things get easier. We're on the upward swing. So it's like, you just got to make it through 2021. I do believe that there are going to be so, so, so many blessings in 2021. It's just really important that you remain alert and aware. Because the other thing that the 5 year is, and we'll talk about this when we go over the Five of Pentacles card, it's a year that we can very easily miss opportunities if we're not paying attention. And so as you're setting your intentions for the year, and especially as you're setting your intentions for career, make sure that you're really bringing into your conscious mind and into your awareness, being very vigilant about your personal awareness, because it is a year where we can easily miss opportunities. The good news about that is it means that there's going to be a lot of opportunities. So just make sure that you're keeping your eyes open. Make sure you're being vigilant. Make sure that you're looking behind you, right? Like, or actually truly looking all around you, because we have such a tendency, especially me, like I'm a very forward focused and driven person, and I can get tunnel vision and just be like, I'm going. I've set my goal. I'm heading towards it. And the thing that's really important is that, especially during a 5 year, that we don't just stay in that tunnel vision, that we look in our periphery, that we turn around sometimes and look behind us, because those are the places where we're gonna miss the opportunities this year. So be vigilant in maintaining that full vision of what's happening around you. Let's see. You know, I think, as with everything, one of the things my husband says all the time that I love is like, your attitude and your effort are the most important things, right? Like, all you can really focus on is your attitude and effort. And this 5 year, that's literally what it's about. So if you can just keep bringing it back to, I have control over my attitude and effort no matter what happens, like, you'll make it through. But it's going to be important to remember that, right? It's your attitude. It's your effort. Like, that is going to determine how this year goes for you. So here's something else that it says in creative numerology that I love. And it says, this year you must focus on being limitless and free and be able to recognize opportunity as it appears. This will require an open and adventurous mind. So anytime I hear the word limitless, I get excited because I really truly believe that as human beings, we are limitless. So if you can take that reminder into 2021, that you must focus on being limitless and free, and recognize opportunity as it appears and maintain an open and adventurous mind, you're going to win this year. So carry that theme through all of your 2021. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you about? I mean, I think the unpredictability is really the biggest thing. It's like, you're going to be going down a course and you're going to be going and going and going and going. Everything's going to look fine. And all of a sudden there's going to be a massive fucking wreck. You're going to be like, oh my God, where do I go? I can't keep going straight. I've got to veer off. And in that moment, you're going to have to consider your options. So when that unpredictability arises and when that train wreck happens in front of you or that car crash happens in front of you, you're going to have to choose which way to go. And it's going to be really important that you've been paying attention all along the journey to figure out which road you're going to take from there. Because you can't do it mindlessly. That's really where you're going to get yourself into trouble this year, is if you're mindlessly taking action on one road or another without having carefully considered the entire journey that you've been on thus far. This year is going to be fast paced. It's going to move quickly. There's going to be a lot of change, and it's going to require that you maintain a calm internal state. In order to deal with the chaos that's happening externally, it's really important that you are maintaining calm in your internal landscape. So being devotional and diligent to your personal practices is going to be more important this year than it has ever been. So whatever that is that gets you to that state of feeling grounded, that gets you to that state of feeling calm, that enables you to connect with your higher self, that enables you to connect with God, source, universe, all that is, whatever you call it, it's vitally important that you continue to make cultivating those connections your number one priority this year. So the tendency in a 5 year when things get hard and conflict arises is to give up. And I think it's really important that we make a commitment to ourselves now in the beginning of this year that we're going to stay the course. We're going to stay the course towards our goals, that we're going to remember that we are the most powerful creators in our reality. And so regardless of what's happening on the global stage, regardless of what's happening in our governments, regardless of what's happening with politics, regardless of what's happening with lockdowns, that we are the most powerful creators in our reality. And even if it appears that we are being blocked or stopped in some way from doing the thing that's actually going to give us freedom, it's really important that we not give up. It's important that we stay the course. It's important that we remember why we started on the journey in the first place, and that we follow that journey to fruition. Likely that fruition is not going to happen in 2021. So it's going to be like, stay the course, stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. And staying the course doesn't mean that we're going to be traveling down one road. Like I said, there may be a train crash. There may be a car crash. We may have to veer off to the left or the right, but it's important to remember where we're going. And then we move around the obstacle. We find a way around it. And then we continue on down our path towards our deepest desires, towards the things that we desire, which ultimately is freedom, right? You know, change is really important. It's important that we stay in the energy of change, because without change, we become stagnant, and stagnation inhibits growth. So 5 years can be incredible, incredible years of spiritual growth and expansion, of physical growth and expansion. And I don't mean like in the fat way. That was totally un-PC. But literally, like, do you want to focus on your physical body? Do you want to focus on taking yourself to higher vibrational states of being, either mentally or physically or spiritually? Like, this is the year to do it. You have the energetic support to do that. The 5 year energy is all about change. And so any area of your life where you want to see radical change, You've got the support of this year, of the energy of this year behind you to do that. So for me, like, I am like, came into this year like going strong. I have completely stopped drinking alcohol, and I was going to not drink alcohol until February 14th, but then I remembered that it was one of my best friend's birthday on January 30th. So I'm gonna have to make an exception on that one day and drink champagne with her. But then I'm going back to no alcohol till February 14th. No sugar, no gluten, very little grains. And I've just fully embraced a new healthy lifestyle and workout routine. And I hired an incredible trainer. And so since the day after Boxing Day, the 27th of December, I've been on the health train, like didn't go out on New Year's Eve, like have been feeling really, really awesome and incredible. And I am going to be using this 5 energy to catapult me towards radical change in the area of my physical body. Like, this is the year. I said it last year, but this actually is the year. I said it last year and I forgot that last year was my 8 year and that I was going to be focused on money all year. But this is the year. So this is the year that I'm going to be focused on humanitarianism, but I'm also going to have the time to focus on my physical body. So J-Lo, I'm coming for you this year. I'm coming for that body. What? I am. 5 years are great years for healing. Because we have the energy of radical change, if you have a health condition or a health concern that you've had, this is a really incredible year to heal that and to heal it for good. And so I really would take evaluation of what's happening overall with your body and your physical state, and look at what really needs healing this year, what really needs work. Like, you've got the energy of the year to do that. So that's sort of my overview of the 5 year and the energy of the year. And I want to now talk a little bit about the cards, the tarot cards that are associated with the year. And then we will do the reading. So we're actually going to do a reading for the year. The 5 cards in the tarot are rough cards. Like, I'm not going to lie. And just overall, this energy, it's so unpredictable. It can cause agitation. It can cause dis-ease. It can be really, really frustrating. So remember how important fluidity is, and you'll be good. Maintain fluidity. I can't say it enough. I'll probably be saying it every single day, all year, to all of my clients. Fluidity is key. Okay, so, all right, we've got all of our cards now. So I'm going to show you and talk to you a little bit about each of the cards of the year. And I'm going to start with the major arcana because that's where we start, with the major. So card 5 in the major arcana is the Hierophant. The word is from ancient Greek. It literally means a person who brings religious congregants into the presence of that which is deemed holy. It can be an interpreter of sacred mysteries and arcane principles. So it is an incredible year for spiritual growth and expansion. But the other thing about this card that really is ringing true for me for 2021 is this card is about old ways of doing things. This card literally is the global financial elite. This is the system. This is our global control organizations, institutions, families. Like, that is what this card is. And as you know, I have been talking about that I believe that 2021 is going to be a major power play for these guys. You know, Age of Aquarius has come in. We're moving into this universal consciousness energy. We're moving out of you know, materialism and the individual and into spiritualism and the collective. But these guys aren't giving up that easy. Like, they're not going softly into the dark night. Like, they're going to go down guns blazing. And that is what I believe 2021 is going to be about. So this card is sometimes called the Pope in the Tarot deck. So if that just tells you, like, the leader of one of the oldest religious organizations on the planet, right? And I want to talk to you a little bit more about some of these meanings. Just getting to my handy dandy little handbook from the Dreamer's Journey course. So this card is very much about programming and conditioning the Hierophant, right? It is the programming and conditioning that we receive to do the right thing, to stay in line, right? But it's also about knowing that the answers are inside of you. Like, you have all the answers. And so I love that, because no matter how much they're trying to control us, no matter how much the programming is kicking in, like, you still have the control. And this card is definitely a reminder of that. This card is about spirituality as well. And like I mentioned, it's an incredible year for spiritual growth and expansion. But it's also at some level standing up for your own spiritual beliefs. And so not allowing the powers that be, the Pope, to control your spiritual journey, for you to actually take charge of that and step into that and embrace that. And I think that's going to be really, really important for us in 2021. As a collective, it's going to be really important that we are deciding what our personal values and morals are, and we are not allowing those to be dictated to us by our governments, by our religious leaders, and by anyone else, anyone. Like, it is important that we fully dive into and embrace our own values, our own morals, and that our spiritual journey be our own. And I think that card is a really beautiful reminder of that, and it's going to be really important right now. So there's always, it seems to be, some tension between our own personal beliefs and what we believe to be right or true. And that is because we have been programmed to believe that. We've been programmed to fall in line. And so anything that's outside of that, we feel a little bit of internal tension and struggle, sometimes guilt, because that's programming, right? Around the dogma, the rules. So this card is very much about the rules. It's about rules and order and doing the right thing, right? Doing what's good instead of what's bad. And so it's very important this year that you find your own rituals, that you find your own rituals that are meaningful and impactful and important to you, and that you execute those rituals, not the rituals of your parents, not the rituals of your grandparents, not the rituals of, you know, these generations and generations of religious programming and conditioning, but that you find your own rituals and that you embrace those rituals and that you practice those rituals this year. So that's our Hierophant card. Okay, so the other card of the year is the Temperance card. I love the Temperance card. It's one of my favorites. I get pissed every time it comes up because I'm like, oh, great. I need to find balance in my life. But this card is all about balance. So it's card 14 in the major arcana, which means it's a 5 card. So it's one of the themes of the year, and it's about balance. It's about balance. It's about balance in relationships of all kinds. It's about balance in friendships, in partnership, romantic partnerships, work partnerships. It's like really making sure that you're balancing. It's all about duality in all areas of your life. Work, family, work, health, health, family. So there is going to be a big focus on this. And the beauty of this card is what's really telling us is that if we bring our life into balance, we can experience radical growth and transformation in any area of our life that we choose. So I mean, I think I don't feel like I need to say more than that. This year is going to be about duality. It's going to be about finding balance between what you desire and what is trying to be put upon you. Especially as we're moving into more lockdowns, especially as we're moving into more restriction, especially as we're moving into more control. And it's about holding yourself personally accountable for maintaining that balance in your life, not giving your power away, not making excuses about why you can't maintain the power because of external circumstances, but really taking ownership of calling in and bringing temperance into your life. But overall, this card means that there's going to be good balance in our life, in all areas of our life, health, finances, spirituality, relationships. And so it's definitely a positive card. And it's really great, I think, when it comes to this. And so this being the Hierophant card. So when these rules and this dogma and this old way of being is really trying to encroach upon our desires for freedom, it's like finding a balance there where we don't completely discard this because it's not quite yet ready to go, but that we are enforcing our personal will and our goals, and we are standing in our truth around what is in our highest and best good. So those are our two major arcana cards. It gets a little bit more hairy as we move into the minor arcana. We will start with the Five of Cups. So the Five of Cups card, I call the pity party card. It's the crying over spilled milk card. There's a man here in a black cloak. I read from the Robin Wood Tarot. It's one of my favorites. So that's the deck that I'm using as I'm doing this reading today. You can find it in my Amazon shop, amazon.com/shop/ The Leah Steele. I think that's it. We'll put the link in the description of the video or in the link of the podcast. Again, the Robin Wood Tarot, but on my Amazon shop, there's a section for tarot cards and oracle cards that have all of my favorites in there. Definitely should go check it out because there's some really incredible decks. But this deck, Robin Wood Tarot, one of my favorites. So this one has someone, a person in a black cloak looking down. There are three goblets of spilled red wine and two goblets standing up, right? And so literally like this to me is like the pity party cards, crying over spilled milk. This is the thing that we have to be very, very wary of this year, that we do not get caught up in our own personal whiny psychology around what is not going right for us, right? Like this card is very much about not even seeing that we still have two full goblets of wine and trying to figure out resourcefully what we can do with those two goblets of wine. It's only focusing on the three that are spilled. And so this is very much a card of warning of what you do not want to do during this 5 year. As is the next one, which is the Five of Pentacles. This one I talked about a little bit earlier in our call, where I was saying that the Five of Pentacles is the card of missed opportunities. And so this is where I was saying, be very diligent in looking all around you in your peripheral vision, behind you, making sure that you are not missing opportunities. This card is really beautiful. I think it just represents this missed opportunity thing so beautifully. There are two people who are like completely beaten down. They're in holy clothes. One's on crutches. They're both sick. They're sitting outside of a church. It's snowing. They're cold. They look hungry. And there's a church right behind them. And the church has this beautiful stained glass window with five pentacles in the stained glass window. And it's literally like, if they just turned around, they would see that there was this beautiful church behind them. They would see that there was warmth. They would see that there was food. They would see that there are people there that will take care of them. But they're just not looking. They're simply like looking down and in like, sitting in their own shit, right? And just not willing to like look around. So again, a huge warning for this 5 year. We talked about it in the energy forecast, but this is important. Making sure that you're not missing opportunities. Then we move into the Five of Swords, which is my least favorite card in the deck. I hate it when this card comes up. Like this card pisses me off so bad. Mostly because like for a whole year after my business collapsed, this card would come up and I would get so frustrated. Because this card is a mind fuck, basically. So this card is this man, and he's got all the swords, and he's walking away, and he's kind of laughing, and he's won the war, right? Like, he's won the battle. There's two people behind him that are turning around. They're dejected. They're walking away. They've lost the battle. He's won the battle, but he's still looking over his shoulder. So this card is about angst. It's about anxiety. It's about having won the war, but still questioning if they're going to come back to fight you again. And it's just like, it's a very uncomfortable feeling of like that constantly looking over your shoulder, wondering if someone's coming for you, anxiety and agitation. So I think that I think that's going to be an overall theme of the year, right? Like, we just don't trust right now. We don't trust, and we're going to keep getting hit with more battles, which is why this energy is going to be so prominent this year. Again, just remember that the more that you can control your inner landscape, the easier it is going to be to navigate these things on your external landscape. But I definitely feel like we're going to have an angst and anxiety overall feeling in the collective throughout 2021. As well as our last five card in the tarot, which is everyone's probably least favorite. I don't mind this one so much because I don't really mind conflict. I'm happy to like show up to conflict because I know on the other side of it's growth and expansion. But the Five of Wands is the conflict card. So you've got these five men, they're battling each other with wands. It's about conflict, right? So we're gonna see this, more of this. Angst and agitation and conflict in 2021 is literally what's coming for us. So remain diligent and disciplined in your personal practices, folks. It's very important. So those are the cards that are associated with our five-year energy that we're moving into this year. So now, the moment you've all been waiting for, well, maybe not, the moment I've been waiting for, our reading. Let's see what's in the cards, what's in the stars, what's written in the stars for us in 2021. I'm going to shuffle the deck five times. And then I'm going to cut the deck five times. And then I'm going to pull a card for the theme of the year. Are you guys ready? Interesting. So the theme of the year is the Page of Pentacles reversed. The pages of the deck are cards that they are the court cards that sow seeds. They plant the seeds. And so if that was right side up, I would be saying, yay, this is great. We're going to be sowing financial seeds in 2021. This to me is destruction of financial systems and structures. Like the beginning, the seeds are being sown for the downfall of the financial systems and structures. That's what I think we're going to see this year. And so that's kind of how I felt. I think I said that to you earlier. I really don't believe that we're going to see significant destruction of financial systems and structures in 2021. I believe that's coming in 2022, from 2022 to 2024. But we're going to begin to see the seeds of that. And so we may see some smaller things happening. We may see smaller banks going out of business. We may see problems in the stock market. We may see problems with investments. This card also means it's time for us to focus. So the theme of the year personally, for all of us, would be focus. It's time to focus. It's time to focus on the things that we want, not on the things that we don't want. It indicates a likelihood to be distracted. And I think that that likelihood to be distracted by what's happening globally, by all the shit show that's happening on the global stage, it's going to be easy for us to get distracted. So it's a reminder to stay focused on our own personal goals, to stay focused on our personal journey of freedom, right? Towards our personal financial freedom. Don't get distracted. It's a warning, right? Continue to sow your own financial seeds. Don't worry about what's happening externally. Keep focused on what it is that you desire. This card, it could not be more perfect for my saying of mind your mind, mind your mouth, right? Like, stay focused on you. Stay focused on what's in your highest and best good. Mind your mind. Don't let it wander to all of this stuff externally. I said this in a forecast, I think in December, where I was saying, like, don't scroll. When the next lockdown comes, when the next wave of coronavirus comes, don't be on your phone like you were last time, checking the stats every 5 minutes, trying to see how many new cases of coronavirus there are in your area. Like, don't. It's madness, right? Stay focused on you. Stay in that place of reminder of that you are the most powerful creator in your reality. And all of that shit that's happening externally, it doesn't really matter in the scheme of things. You need to stay focused on your personal journey of freedom. So this card indicates a need to work harder on maintaining your vision and focus. So again, 5 years, they're hard, right? And so it's more dedication. What did I say? More dedication, more discipline to you and your personal practices and what your goals are and where you want to go. This is just indicating it's going to be difficult because of what's happening on the global stage, but it's a reminder to you to stay focused on what's important. It can indicate overwhelm. And so we may have a tendency to be overwhelmed. And again, what keeps us from being overwhelmed? Personal practices, dedication and devotion to our personal practices. So whatever it is that helps you stay grounded, that's important. The other thing that I believe that this card is a big warning about is to do not take financial risks this year. Do not invest in things that are risky. It's really important because we are seeing the beginning of this deconstruction. So do not take risk when it comes to your money right now. And that is going to be an overarching theme of 2021. This card is also an indicator to be careful with your health. Especially accidents. So just be more mindful when you're doing exercise or, which is interesting, a friend of mine jumped off a cliff and broke her ankle and just had surgery. So it's like, this is the energy of the year. Like, this is what this is saying. It is the energy of the year. So accidents are going to happen. You're going to be more accident prone. So be careful. And that's, again, the awareness piece, right? Like, I think overall this year, it's about awareness, not walking around like a zombie, not walking around, you know, with your head in the clouds. Like, it's a time to bring things into focus. It's a time to, yeah, practice self-mastery. There's never been a better time to practice self-mastery than in this 5 year, especially if you want radical growth and change and transformation. Really, really powerful energy this year for radical growth and expansion. But be careful about the accident proneness, right? This card is an indicator to be very, very careful with substances, alcohol and drugs. Be very careful because this card can indicate addiction. And so you want to be careful of that. So I think it's super interesting that I'm starting my year off sober. Which wasn't intentional because I obviously didn't know that this was a theme of the year, but all things in moderation, right? But just be careful that people are going to have more predisposition to addiction behaviors and addictive behaviors in 2021. Yeah, it's all about focus. Like, this card is all about focus and expansion. This card is also about expansion as well. So it's like, focus on expanding your horizons. Stay focused. Stay in your lane. I think that this card could really be summed up by saying stay in your lane. Focus on you. Focus on what's in your highest and best good. Mind your mind. Mind your mouth. Don't worry about what's happening out in the world as much as possible. I mean, obviously, we all have to be a little bit concerned about what's happening, but it's going to be really important to stay focused inward in 2021. So that's our theme of the year. It's not that sexy, sorry, but it's a 5 year, so it is what it is. You get what you get and you don't have a fit. That's all I gotta say about that. All right, I'm gonna cut five more times now. One, two, three, four, five. All right, and I feel like I need to do it one more time for good measure. All right, now let's look month by month, January through December, what our themes of the month are. And so this is exciting because these are gonna remain our themes all through the year. So as we do our monthly wealth forecast, we'll revisit the theme of the month. And then we'll pull the themes, the individual themes of the weeks of the month, and we'll go through day by day in the monthly wealth forecast. But for today, we're just gonna look at the months, the overall months of 2021. So January, oh, this is nice. King of Pentacles in January. So I love this. Highest money card in the deck, right? So this month is the month to go get that money. Like literally. And I don't know that we'll have this throughout the rest of the year. So this card to me indicates work hard, go get that change, baby. It shows incredible, incredible financial support to make money this month. So whatever you were thinking about launching, whatever you were thinking about putting out into the market, like this is the month to do it. If you're gonna make investments, I would say this is the month to do it. Use that King of Pentacles energy to set yourself up for the rest of the year, right? So that's our January, and we'll go more in depth into the themes in the monthly wealth forecast as well. So this will be our theme for January, and on 4th, I will be doing the January wealth forecast. And so we'll talk more about this then. February, 10 of Cups. So this is really good, right? 10 of Cups up, right side up in February. This is the card of the happy family. This is the family being upright in all ways, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Like this family has it all and everything is going really, really well. So February should be a really good month for the collective. March is the Knight of Swords reversed. So this card is, it's a double-edged sword, actually. So this card is definitely the card of somebody being untruthful with you and the card of someone bullshitting you when it's right side up. It's upside down. So this means that something's going to be revealed in March. There's some kind of revelation coming in March. This definitely feels like to me on the global stage, some lies and deception being revealed in March. April, we have the Six of Pentacles. I love this card. This card is the card of resources. So this is the card of trying to figure out how to spend your time, energy, money, it's deciding how to spend your time, energy, money. The good news is you've got the time and energy, money and money. This is the Six of Pentacles. And so that is what we've got going on in April. So considering where to spend our resources in April, great though, again, because it means that we have resources to spend. This is also a card of charity. So if you're looking to, and it's a humanitarian card and a card of charity and nonprofit organizations. So if you're looking to make donations or donate your time, right, to a charitable organization or do something philanthropic, this April would be a really good month to do that. May, we have judgment upside down, the judgment card reversed. So this again feels very much like global stage stuff. Judgments upside down, judgments turned upside down. I think it'll be really interesting to see what this is, but you know, when this is right side up, it's like judgments in our favor, our phoenix rising from the ashes moment. So this upside down is like, somebody's not rising. Like something's gone haywire, a judgment doesn't go in someone's favor, and there is no phoenix rising from the ashes moment in May. In June, we have the Nine of Cups reversed. So this is the Get Your Wish card when it's right side up. And I love this card, it's one of my favorite in the deck. And for me, whether it's right side up or reversed, it's always positive. But when it's reversed, it means it's delayed. So this is like, we're gonna get our wish, but it's coming delayed. This year is going to be, what did I say? Fluidity, right? So interruptions, not getting our wish right away, straight away. It's coming, but delayed. We talked about like, here's the train wreck. Here's the car crash. which was likely May. Here's the train wreck, right? The judgment card upside down is our train crash. And then we, you know, it's like, now we have to wait. Now we have to wait for that thing that we desired, that thing that we wished. We've got to find another path around the obstacle and then get back on the path towards the thing that we desire. The good news about this card is it says it's coming. It's still coming. We're not completely off the path. We haven't, you know, lost the trajectory, but it's going to be delayed. July, we have moving out of conflict. Five of Pentacles reversed, which is great. Things are starting to get easier. So it sounds like potentially we're going to have some problems, some difficulties in May, some waiting in June, and then by July, we start to move out of the conflict. August, though, we're still not feeling victorious. So this is Six of Wands upside down. When it's right side up, Six of Wands is the ultimate victory card, feeling victorious. So it is reversed, meaning we are still not feeling victorious in August. We've moved out of conflict, but still not feeling victorious in August. September, we have Temperance reversed. Interesting that we're now pulling cards, theme cards of the year, right? So September, we're feeling out of balance. Things are out of balance. So this is going to be these, always think of these cards that are coming in the future as warnings. So I would say to you, September is a month that you really, really, really need to focus on staying in balance, because if you don't, there's going to be consequences. October, Three of Cups reverse. We're not having fun. Not having fun as a collective. You know, I'm not surprised. I definitely don't want this reading to be all doom and gloom, but I'm really not surprised with the energy of the year. Like, and remember that this is universal energy that we're talking about, and you always have the ability to create a different existence in your reality. This is like what the collective is going to be experiencing, but it doesn't mean that you don't have an absolutely incredible financial, spiritual, personal year. It just means that like, this is the energy that you're going to be up against. And this is the energy that you're going to be entrenched in as well, because you're part of the collective. And so as you're looking at some of these months that are going to be harder, which to me, the worst kind of looks like April so far, August, September, October. It's like, those are the months that I have to really be diligent in personal practices, in maintaining balance, in, you know, upping my personal game. Those are the months where it's like, I need more personal energy expended towards the things that I desire to create, because I'm going to be facing some opposition in the collective consciousness and in the universal energy of what's happening in the year. So July, August, September, October, November, we're getting unstuck. So this is good. Eight of Swords upside down. So we move out of that like mental confusion. We start stepping into mental clarity. We're getting unstuck. Swords are all about emotions, like mental emotions. And it's a lot about communication. And so it's like when it's right side up, Eight of Swords is we're just feeling stuck. We literally are feeling stuck. We're stuck though in that mental anguish place because we've put ourselves there in this card. So it's like self-imposed mental anguish and stuckness. This is reversed, so it means we're stepping out of it in November, which is nice. And then December, we have the Empress upside down. So the Empress is about giving birth to something new. So it's December, we're getting ready to move into the new year. It's reversed, meaning delayed. So, but it also to me always indicates when the Empress comes up reversed, it indicates a time to sow seeds, a time to sow seeds. It can also indicate pregnancy coming delayed, giving birth to something new delayed. Empress reversed can also indicate that you may get pregnant in December. So if you don't want to be pregnant, then make sure that you are practicing safe sex, kiddies. But Empress is about giving birth to something new. So it's sowing the seeds for that, right? Sowing the seeds to something new coming in that's beautiful that we're giving birth to in 2022. So those are our themes for the year. I'm going to just say them again really quickly. So, you kind of get the flow of what happened. We've got the King of Pentacles, in January. So get that money, honey. February, we've got the happy family card. Enjoy it because things aren't going to be so happy through the rest of the year. Ten of Cups, right side up in February, the happy family card. We have some kind of disclosure happening, disclosure of deception and lies happening in March. We've got the Knight of Swords upside down, disclosure of deception or lies in March. In April, we have got the Six of Pentacles. So this is the card of resources. So trying to figure out how to spend our time, energy, money in April. In May, we've got the Judgment card upside down. So some kind of judgment not going in the favor of the collective, potentially. It may also be, though, someone in leadership. No Phoenix rising from the ashes moment. But something big definitely happening in May. So we'll definitely want to keep our eyes on that. And then in June, we've got the Nine of Cups delayed, just reminding us to stay on the path. Nine of Cups reversed, the Get Your Wish card, so getting our wish delayed, like reminding us, stay the course, halfway through the year, reminding us, stay the course. Things might get hairy, but stay the course, right? Because your dream will come true. And then July, we've got Five of Wands reversed, so coming out of conflict, followed by August, Six of Wands reversed, still not feeling victorious. September, Temperance upside down, another reminder to maintain balance. Like, this is a month you're really going to want to be focused on balance, Temperance upside down. October, Three of Cups reversed, not having fun. Not going to be a party in October. So something likely happening on the global stage in October. November, though, Eight of Swords reversed, getting unstuck, getting mentally unstuck. And December, the Empress reversed, planting seeds to give birth to something new and wonderful in 2022. So, and again, our theme of the year is Page of Pentacles reversed. And that is our monthly, not our monthly, that is our yearly wealth forecast for 2021. You know, a lot of what I actually really expected to see, conflict and things, you know, not running particularly smoothly. And so it is what it is, right? And now we're prepared. Now we know what is to come. And there were a lot of reverse cards in this, all but three months reversed. And that's, you know, for me, it's really interesting when there's a lot of reversed cards. It also indicates that it's like, these are warnings, right? It means that potentially we can write these things, but it's a warning of what's to come if we're not being disciplined and dedicated to our own personal process and our own personal journey of freedom. Okay, so I think that's it. Thank you for spending this time with me doing the monthly wealth forecast today. I love you all. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world as you are watching this forecast or you are catching the replay. Remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life, and you are so worthy and you are so deserving. Have an incredible, prosperous 2021 filled with love and abundance and happiness and focus. And I will see you in a few days for the January Wealth Forecast.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.